WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Welcome back to Carson Park, where we go to the top of the fifth inning, and the Evergreens are trailing 12-2. The Evergreens must score a run to keep this under 10 runs here. Tommy Alston is 0-for-1, will lead off. Working to Sam Stang, who got a chance to hit twice in the 9-run fourth inning. Pitches up high, ball one. See if Tommy Alston can get himself on board. Popped out to the shortstop his first time up. He's taking, and there's a strike, 1-1. Ty Treader is on deck, and then Cade Sievertson. Nice to see that Cade will get at least one more at-bat in his junior year. Cade Sievertson will hit 400 for the Evergreens this year. Up high to Tommy Alston, 2 balls and a strike. Evergreens' 2 runs came on a Brady Sendelbach home run in the third, but nothing since. Pitch there to Alston is a delayed call, inside corner, strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baseball today is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. Proud sponsor of local high school sports, the Brainerd Funeral Home. Tommy Alston swings and misses, strike 3. That's the 5th strikeout for Sam Stang, and here comes Ty Treader. We're also brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. Stop in at Baseman's for all your footwear needs. A great selection of Timberland, Lacrosse, and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe of Wausau. Trusted name for 80 years. First pitch to Treader is up high, ball one. Again, we're playing the top of the fifth, but the Evergreens now trail 12-2, so they need a run here. That pitch is an outside corner strike to Ty Treader. 1 ball and 1 strike. Perhaps Ty Treader's final at-bat of his high school baseball career. 3-sport athlete, hockey's his game, soccer goalie, sometimes pitcher and outfielder for the Everest baseball team. Down low, 2 balls and 1 strike here to Ty Treader. And there's Cade Sievertson waiting on deck. At 2-1, here's the pitch. That's way inside and almost hit him. 3-1. So this has the feel of what may be a quiet bus ride home. Trailing by 10. 3-1 pitch is called strike 2. Treader was trying to get himself on base any way he could. The count is now full. Evergreens have only 4 hits. They've been out hit 13-4. Yeah, Eau Claire North is a really good team. That's way outside, and Ty Treader has worked out a walk. Here comes Cade Sievertson. As we have often this year with Cade Sievertson, we will work over the calculations and tell you that Cade Sievertson right here is hitting 417 as he comes into this at-bat. The first pitch to Cade swings and misses at a cutter. He's over the top of that for a ball. Sievertson today has walked and grounded out, so officially he's 0-for-1. Again, Cade Sievertson can make an out here and would still finish above 400. So congratulations to Cade Sievertson. A 400 batting average is a remarkable achievement at any level of baseball. Swings and misses here at strike 2. 1 out and a man on first base as we play the top of the 5th in a game that may be 10-runned. Lefty to lefty, inside, called strike 3, and Cade Sievertson is the 2nd out. And Cade Sievertson will finish at 4-11. 4-11, Cade Sievertson. 2 outs, and here's the freshman, Landon Mezzi, who is 1-for-2 today. The Evergreen season may be down to a final out here. Mezzi swings and misses. We We congratulate our D.C. Everest seniors, class of 2019, who may be seeing their season come to an end today. 0-1 pitch, hit on the ground to third. It's a foul ball, fielded by Coach Dave Langbin in the third base coaching box. No balls and two strikes. Landon Mezzi, since coming up with the varsity, has been, how about that, 5 of 8. Not bad, kid. Landon Mezzi will be playing for the Evergreens for the next 3 seasons after this. 0-2 pitch here. The game could end on a strikeout here. Called strike 3. The ball game is over. Congratulations to the Eau Claire North Huskies. They've defeated the D.C. Evergreens 12-2. And with that, for the D.C. Everest seniors, the class of 2019 comes off the baseball field for the final time. And the Everest parents are appreciative of these seniors whose high school baseball careers have just come to an end. The final score is 12-2. We'll be back to wrap up this game and the baseball season in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Let's meet at the bar!
The Bar at the Cedar Creek Village in Rothschild is your number one for late night fun. Patio season is here. Bring your friends and sit outside on the relaxing smoke-free patio. Thursday night acoustic patio nights are coming soon. Live music every Thursday night out on the patio from 6 till 11. Stop by every Tuesday night to watch summer league volleyball and don't forget to sign up for bocce ball league starting June 3rd. The Bar also offers delivery, catering, and meeting rooms for any occasion. Learn more and check out the daily specials at meetatthebar.com.
Hi, Vicky. How's your knee doing?
It feels better, doctor. Those painkillers worked great. I was hoping to get some more.
We're being very careful with prescription painkillers. Let's continue with therapy and off-the-shelf anti-inflammatories for now.
Prescription painkillers are America's newest epidemic, causing abuse and addiction for millions. The smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need. Cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
The year hitting above 300.
Fox Sports Radio.
Graduating today and playing his last for the Evergreens. Tommy Alston gave the Evergreens some good pitching performances this year. Tommy Alston's one of the graduating seniors. Brady Sendelbach, who had a home run in this game and finishes the season hitting 395. Brady Sendelbach, who's been a great, consistent bat for the Evergreens, completes his baseball career at the high school level today. Ty Treader, the Evergreens' starting pitcher, played a good outfield too. Ty Treader called on for an unusual role this year to be the Evergreens' starting pitcher and the number one this year. Ty Treader takes the loss today and concludes a three-sport high school football career, soccer, hockey, and baseball. Congratulations, Ty Treader. Brandon Gillick, who was a great defensive catcher for the Evergreens too, Started for all five innings today, Brandon Gillick. Gilly was good this season. Good defensive, not so much with the bat, but Gilly sees his high school sports career come to an end. Good hockey defenseman, too, for the Evergreens. We should also acknowledge, although he's not here at the end of the season, the contributions to the program of Trevor Samuelson. Trevor administratively ineligible. His senior year kind of derailed by injuries. We do wish him the very best for the future. For all of the Evergreen seniors, the class of 2019, graduation is just around the corner, and we wish you the very best in your future endeavors. Thank you, seniors. The Everest class of 2019. The Everest baseball season has come to an end here. They've lost 12-2 to the Eau Claire North Huskies. Now, the Everest girls soccer team is still in action. They play over at the soccer complex at the middle school on Saturday night. They'll be playing Appleton North, a team that they've already defeated. Should they win and advance, a very good Bayport team lies in wait for them. Should the Everest girls make it to state, we would have podcast coverage of the state semifinals and championship game, and we hope the Everest girls are there. Our baseball season, though, this afternoon has come to an end at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Our next scheduled Fox Sports broadcast will be the third Friday night in August. As we bring you another season of D.C. Everest High School football, the Evergreens will open on the road in the Fox Valley against Appleton East. And you and I have a date there after a couple of months off. Again, baseball fans, thank you so much for lending us your ears during these D.C. Everest broadcasts. High school baseball for me is just a joy to do, and I've enjoyed talking about your kids and your Everest players and describing the successes and, in some cases, the challenges for this year's baseball team. The D.C. Everest Evergreens wrap up their baseball campaign today. Eau Claire North advances and will play again Tuesday. They've defeated the Evergreens 12-2. A safe ride back to Central Wisconsin, Everest fans. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to D.C. Everest High School Sports on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Woodchucks baseball is next. Have a great summer, Everest fans, and we'll talk to you soon on Fox Sports Radio.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Tuleste, Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm, Bowling Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, Abra Auto Body, Red Clover Market, Baseman Shoe & Clothing, and Brainerd Funeral Home. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.